101.5 welcomes Belinda Ferguson, editor of the local Bribie Island and Surrounds newspaper. And we're talking today because she's going to give us a sneak look at what's trending in the city of Moreton. Good morning, Belinda.
Good morning, Rosemary. Good morning, listeners.
Now, you're going to give us that little sneak preview?
I am. In a new library program and a bid to enhance literacy in the community, City of Moreton Bay and Dolphins NRL have partnered together to launch Flipping the Pages program. And the Acting Health Minister responds to the latest debacle at Caboolture Hospital relating to the inconsistency of imaging results. Bribie Island is set to shine on the national sporting stage this weekend and host the 25 Australian National Youth and Under 15 Weightlifting Championships. A shared passion for crochet between two sisters has grown into a vibrant community initiative called the North Brisbane Yarn Angels. Cherie shares their story. Chase Christensen writes about Brisbane firmly securing its place as Australia's sporting capital with the Broncos' remarkable NRL Grand Final victory, capping off a golden year for Queensland sport. As usual, we cover a wide variety of local issues while showcasing our businesses.
Absolutely fabulous, Belinda. Now, keep an eye out for that newspaper. The Local is on stands in the shopping centres near you. Belinda Ferguson, editor of the local Bribie Island and Surrounds, thanks for joining us and keeping our community connected. And if you'd like to listen again, pop onto the 1015fm.com.au website and click on podcast. And for instance, you can keep up to speed with the renovations of the Caboolture Sports Club and learn about the benefits for the community. Or if you've heard about the proposed speedway for the city of Moreton, then you can listen to the Mayor of the South Burnett talk about the economic and the social benefits to their region that have come from their speedway. All of this and more is on the 1015fm.com.au website. Have a little go. You could be nicely surprised.